Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa!
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Chris is in today for Mike. We got a lot to chop up, Atlanta. If you're just tuning in, just joining us, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. If you think that the signing of Kirk Cousins was going to impact how the Falcons approach the number one pick or the first round pick in this draft, it wasn't. Now, this isn't me telling you this. This is being reported by Albert Breer, who is one of the best NFL insiders. And I think it's better that it comes from someone else, because I was telling you that they really liked him and we knew that they had private meetings and all the things that were leading up to the draft. But now that it's done, you get a chance to get some more info. And Chris, here's the thing that I take away from what Albert is talking about.
Okay.
It's one thing to have a plan going into a draft. And we said this, you know, who's the plan A, what's plan B, C, how things play out, because you don't know who's going to draft whom in front of you. But I think a lot of folks feel like they thought the decision on Cousins was going to impact how they selected in the first round. And the reality is it had nothing to do with it, because they were all in on Michael Penix regardless.
They were. Yes, you are 100% right about that. But, does that make it right? Does that make it okay? Does that make it the move that the franchise needed to make? I still argue no. I mean, you can give me all the reasoning and the explanation that you want. It doesn't mean I have to accept it as valid in terms of what I think about the selection overall, right? Like, you can tell me that. That's fine, and I'm glad that it's out there for people to digest and understand what Terry's vision is and what Raheem's vision is and what Arthur Blank's vision is. That's good. I'm glad that we have a franchise that's able to come out and be forthcoming and let us into their minds, so to speak, and understand their positioning. But at the end of the day, I still don't agree with the pick. I mean, that doesn't – just because they put that out there doesn't change my mind, and I don't think will change many minds of the people who disagree with it overall.
So it was unconventional,
to say the least.
But that didn't make it wrong. And so when you talk about how this shook out and how it played out, it was unconventional because you didn't expect it. Not you, everyone around Atlanta.
The royal you.
Yes. It's unconventional because it's human nature to say, well, that didn't happen the way I expected it to. And therefore, you have this visceral reaction, which is what we've seen. But it doesn't make it wrong. So to say, well, the Falcons, that was unconventional. We hadn't seen a lot of teams necessarily do what they did, doesn't make it wrong. And so that is where I'm at today, as we find out a little bit more. And the thing, as I said, the biggest thing I take away is, as this process went on and on and on, they were all in. It didn't matter. The Cousins thing was done. Like, we've got our guy, that's great, but we've got a chance to get our next guy. And we're not going to pass on this if we totally wholeheartedly believe in it. And they did. And they talk about some of the things that happened through this process. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But you have analysts like Charles McDonald.
Ronald McDonald.
From Yahoo Sports, who gives the Falcons grade a D-. And the word he used was baffling. Not unconventional.
Because
it was baffling.
You know why? Because that word garners more attention. He doesn't know anything. Ronald McDonald is saying it's baffling because that's a word that garners more attention. It was unconventional. I will say that. There's no doubt about it because everybody was talking about it. But you can't tell me right now that it was wrong because we don't know that. And we probably won't, to be honest with you, for at least 2 to 3 years. We got to see him play. We got to see how this thing looks. We got to see. And that's going to be a while.
But you know what we will know, though, Carl?
What?
By week 4 or 5, what this defense is going to be.
That's true.
If they're giving up 28, 30 points a game, that's going to be a problem.
It is.
And every single person is going to point back to saying, hey, you know what would have helped this? Drafting. Latu.
Stop. They went defense, running back, wide receiver, defense. I think this draft, and I've said this to you guys, and this is day two, right? Because we're all still, many of you are just processing. Many of you are still like, okay. But as so many people have hit me up on social media and in other ways, whether it be text messages or whatever, and they've been like, Dukes, thank you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to guide you through this.
You're the Michael Penix Jr. shaman.
Chris is not. Chris is not doing that. Chris wants to find a reason why this is wrong and why it doesn't feel right and why it doesn't look good because it's unconventional. And that is why you feel that way. But it doesn't mean that they did this wrong. 404-726-0929. Now, while we're talking about the squad, and by the way, you can go check out that article. It's a lot of stuff in there. They even talk about Bo Nix in that article where they talk about, you know, what Sean Payton fell in love with Bo Nix. Apparently, he was on Bo Nix a long time. Nobody knew. Like, nobody was talking about that. So it's one of those things, and you don't feel as bad about the Bo Nix pick because I got to tell you, a lot of people were like, that's a reach. But because of what we did, nobody was paying attention to it because everybody was like, whoa, what did the Falcons just do?
Well, you know what? Real quick before we get to, I know we want to hear from some of our guys.
Yeah.
Real quick, the text line is the exact encapsulation of how Falcons Nation is feeling
right
now. One message comes in. So Turtle is mad because the team doesn't have his vision.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
That's exactly right.
Next text. Man, Carl, you're starting to get on my nerves. Quit overthinking this, man. Homer.
That's exactly wrong.
Next text. Damn, Carl, Homer, stop it.
Another wrong text.
Next one. Yeah, Turtle, Dallas Turner or Latu isn't going to keep the team from making the playoffs. You notice a theme here?
That's an excellent text.
You notice a theme here?
What's the theme?
There's a lot of people that feel my way, and there's a lot of people that feel your way, too.
What do you mean a lot of people that feel your way? There's a lot of...
I just read 4 texts back to back to back to back, and half of them were supporting how I'm feeling, and half of them were supporting what you're feeling. And I think that's a perfect representation of where Falcons Nation is at. You could pretend to be the pop psychologist here today, as you have been, Professor Dukes, laying on the red velvet couch, putting patients on it, and teaching them what's good about the Falcons.
I'm here to help you.
But in reality, there's a lot of people feeling a certain type of way about this. And they will continue to. This is not something that's going away anytime soon, Carl. Because anytime the defense lets up a bomb play, you know what the first thing is going to be?
What are they going to
say? Man, Michael Penix really helped out that play sitting there in street clothes.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
They gave up that. But Mike Evans torched us again for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. A corner would have been a nice help there.
They're going to address corners. Stop worrying about that. Secondly, let me say this. At some point, you people, Chris, are going to have to come around to the fact that this is done. How can we make it the best thing possible for us? We've got to wait to see and judge these guys for what they're going to be able to do. But you already want to throw the defense under the rug by saying, oh, if these guys don't, you're projecting. We don't know what Rook is going to look like. We don't know what Braylon Trice is going to look like.
The defense has 30 total sacks
Oh, goodness.
Coming
you know
into the season, Carl.
All right, I hear you. You're basing 30. That on last year's personnel. This team is going to turn over. This defense is going to look different. Speaking of the defense, let's hear from Jesse Bates real quick.
Nice transition.
It's what I do. Jesse Bates' reaction to the news of the first round pick. This is Jesse today up at Flowery Branch.
You know, that's a question that, you know, you as a player, you're like, hey, I'm here to play football. And, you know, Terry brought me here. And I truly believe that everything that he does is to help this team. You know, there's going to be a lot of questions about, you know, why we made that pick or, but, you know, as a leader, I have to be the guy that, hey, this is the vision, you know, this is what we're going with. And, you know, I can do all I can to make sure I do my part and the same for the other guys.
That dude makes so much, he makes so many guys better around him. He's a dog.
Oh, so you're going to skip everything he just said and just start talking about what a damn good player he is. Carl, can we focus on what he just said?
Jesse Bates is a dog.
Can we focus on what he just said?
Man, he makes people around him better.
He said,
he's so good.
I'm not going to comment on this and share my true feelings.
You know,
I'm just going to leave.
That's a question that, you know, you as a player, you're like, hey, I'm here to play football.
I'm here to play.
Yeah. I'm here to play
I'm
football.
I'm here to play. That's what real players do. They don't worry about all the nonsense that some people, like to my left, are trying to throw out there.
And you know what? If they drafted Latu, you know what he would have said? Man, I love this pick. This guy's a dog.
We would not have said that.
This guy's a dog. I cannot wait for this guy to line up on the edge and get me 11 sacks next year, man.
Six
I can't wait.
Jesse Bates is unbelievable.
Instead, he's like, man, you know, we just got to toe the company line.
He's unbelievable. He did not say that. He said he trusts Terry. That's what he said.
I trust Terry.
He said
vision.
He trusts Terry.
I trust him. We got to just toe that line.
Yeah,
baby.
He did not say that. Hey, by the way, can I hear Jesse talk about the additions up front on the defensive line, please? Jesse Bates.
You know, there's always good to have, you know, Grady and, you know, David. Those guys have played at a very high level in this league. You know, and when you have that, there's another piece of it where you have to bring in younger guys and, you know, teach those guys how to work. And I feel like Grady and David, those are two perfect people that those guys, you know, when they get here in 2 weeks, they'll be able to, you know, latch on to them like they're their big brother, little brother, and learn a lot, not just about football, like I said, but as being a professional, being a grown man. You know, like I said, this, you know, people tend to get scared when, you know, new guys come in and there's some competition there, but that tends to breed, you know, some success and some type of competition.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah,
he's so good.
You know what I didn't hear there,
Jesse
Carl?
Jesse Bates is so
man,
good.
Man, Rook Rororo, man, that guy is a stud.
Six interceptions.
I can't wait for that dude to play next to Grady and just tear it up.
He makes everybody around him better.
Jesse Bates, company man. Claps for you, Jesse.
What company man. What did you expect Jesse Bates to say, Turtle?
Could he?
Seriously.
He sounded like
he was, just explained to you, competition is good. We got young guys coming in. I'm excited to play with them.
That sounded like
what
a
do you want
hostage
to say?
Video, Carl.
Oh, stop.
Where was the enthusiasm from the defensive leader of the team?
Oh, now we're going to judge his enthusiasm on these picks.
He sounded like he was being held against his will answering those questions.
Jesse Bates is a killer. I'm so glad he's a Falcon. We're coming back. Strong arm story of the day is on the way. It's Dukes and Bell.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Is he done? Is he done in L.A.? It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris is in for Mike. LeBron and the Lakers lose 4-1 in a series to the Nuggets. The Nuggets were the better team. Everybody predicted that more likely this would be the outcome. But now the finality of it, and especially the way they lost last night, has a lot of people wondering what's going to happen. Now, Atlanta, this gets us back to, okay, these Trae Young rumors. And this is only going to escalate as the offseason continues and more teams bail out, right? You're going to dwindle down to the final two. We'll get to the NBA championship in early June, and all of a sudden, you're going to start to hear more and more about where this is going. Turtle said earlier today, that, or maybe it was Big O, talking about the Lakers are even interested in possibly drafting Bronny to keep LeBron, which I think is a huge mistake. But I think this is done. And I say that, I mean, I think the championship runs and all the stuff, it's done. It's done for Steph. It's done for KD. It's done for LeBron. This is now, Shea Alexander's league. This is now Ant-Man's league. This is now the young and up-and-coming guys that we're watching.
You're going to crown them?
Got to. Wow. It's time to move forward. And as much as LeBron has meant to the league and carried it for 20 years, and you can't take away all-time leading scorer, I don't have to give you all the awards.
And he was even amazing last night.
30 points, right? I mean, he was great. And this is why I don't think he's done, necessarily. He may be done in L.A., but far as chasing a championship, who's he going to go play with now to make this happen? So last night, real quick, Jamal Murray. Boy, he got him twice.
Yeah.
He got him twice.
He's back to bubble Jamal.
Correct. They lost 108-106. This was the jumper that was the dagger.
Jumper from eight. Got it again! 3.6 seconds left for the Lakers.
So they end up losing. That was the shot. They should have won game two. Jamal hit the game winner in game two, and then he hits the game winner in game five. As far as LeBron and L.A. losing, this was what it sounded like last night on television.
Jokic, here comes the pick. Murray stops, shoots, scores! Lakers don't have a timeout. With two, with one, it's over.
Crazy. So after the game, Turtle, he's asked, is this your last game as a Laker? Mm-hmm. Listen to LeBron.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
What's that mean?
He finessed them. Come on, Carl.
What's that
mean? This man knows exactly what he's doing.
What's he doing?
He sat up there. If you watch this clip, he takes a deep breath. He lets out that collective sigh for about three full seconds.
Okay.
Then smirks and goes, yeah, I'm not going to answer that. And then he gets up and walks out of the room. You know what that means?
What's it mean?
I'm not going to let you influence my decision at all. I'm going to do me, and I'm going to do whatever I want. Because if I say yes, I set the media world ablaze, and now everybody starts speculating on where I should go, and that influences people's minds. If I say no, then that means I'm back with the Lakers, and you are already setting up the Lakers to know exactly what they're trying to do, putting them at a disadvantage for trying to add players, because teams will jack up the price. It was a savvy, veteran, savant move by LeBron James. Loved it.
He changed, and he didn't get credit for this. He will down the road. But he changed his whole free agent game completely.
Oh, yeah, by taking his talents to South Beach.
Completely.
Yeah.
And not only that, this whole thing where guys are now like, hey, I'm in for two and I'm opting out. That's LeBron. He's changed the entire marketplace when it comes to player empowerment and how this all looks now. But with that said, if he still wants to play. And then he did answer this like last night. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, because I got to get back to Atlanta and I got to ask you a question about our guy and Trae Young, because there are a lot of rumors out there that this is where he's going to end up.
Don't say it.
But before I get to that, LeBron was like, look, I've missed a lot of family time. My family's allowed me to do this and live my dream. And you know, that matters. How much? Does it matter enough for him to walk away right now when he's doing what he did last night? Turtle.
Well, that's the whole thing.
He doesn't look like a guy that's ready to retire.
He looks like a guy in his prime. Get out of here. Why? If he could play another 5 years, why wouldn't you?
30-9 last night.
And he's been doing it all year. He averaged like 28 a game this year. I mean, come on, man. He's not even close to being done. That whole Wash King narrative he threw out there, again, that's another savvy veteran move by him, man.
This wasn't Jordan with the Wizards, I'll tell you that much.
You're right about that.
You know what,
right about
that is a great line.
No, you're right about that. Nobody wants to talk about it.
You know what the bottom line is, Carl Dukes?
What?
If LeBron James wants to be in L.A., that's where he'll be.
He'll be in L.A.
If he wants to be in San Antonio, he'll be in San Antonio. Yeah. If he wants to go back to Miami, he'll go back to Miami. He dictates – at this point, he is his own economy, and he dictates his own narrative, period.
Well, if he's going to want a chip, that's probably what's got to happen. All right, let's talk about Trae Young real quick. Are you guys watching these young stars? And by the way, Brunson – who had Jalen Brunson being this good? Exactly. Are you
47?
Are you watching these young stars in the league? And the crazy thing is, Turtle, we were saying this about Trae Young in 2021. We were saying, oh, my God, look at this. Look how young he is. Look how bright the future is. But we haven't been back to that stage where the rest of America and the rest of the world could really watch and say, oh, wow, he is as good as we thought he was. Brunson is balling. Indiana is about to beat Milwaukee, guys. They're on the verge of beating Milwaukee. And again, Milwaukee's health is an issue, but Halliburton and their young stars. And then you look at what else is going on. Ant-Man is a force.
Yeah, both sides of the ball.
He's a force. So, you know, everybody's talking about Tatum and Brown. I just, man, I'm looking at the NBA and I'm saying, okay, what is the best thing for the Hawks? And what are we going to do in return? What are we going to get in return? And if you are under the assumption that, hey, the best thing is to trade him to L.A., I'm still not convinced that's the best thing. It may be the best. Thank you, Trey. It may be the best thing for L.A. I don't know if it's the best thing for the Hawks.
How many picks does L.A. have? Are they set up to make a trade like that? Because you know can you agree, Carl, that the minimum asking price for the Hawks is going to be 3 first-round picks?
It is.
Do the Lakers have that? A timeline that makes sense for the Hawks to do?
Well, that's the other thing. Like, I'm not talking.
If it's 2033, I'm not interested in doing that.
Who cares? Yeah, I totally agree. It's our strong arm story of the day, guys. Just talking a little about LeBron. We'll see. He could shock the world and say, I'm done. He could say, I'm playing one more year, and it's a huge retirement party around the NBA, and everybody celebrates one of the all-time greats. It could go either way. And to Turtle's point, he could end up wherever he wants if he wants to, or maybe he stays with the Lakers and forces their hand to draft Bronny. I just think that is dumb.
I think there's a better chance he plays 5 more years than 1 more year, honestly. I mean, if you're talking about the future of LeBron James and you watch the way he played this year, the only reason, Carl, he decides to hang it up is because he wants to. He's not going to be forced into retirement.
True.
Unless he suffers a catastrophic injury, but that's a moot point. That's the same thing for every player.
All right. By the way, I know we got to take a break, but there's something that we also need to add to this, and that is, I don't know if you guys realize this, but there are ongoing negotiations, and the NBC could buy back the rights to this song. It's called Round Ball Rock. This puts me in a certain kind of mood. To me, this is like the height, right, of Jordan. Great rivalries in
this
the NBA.
Isaiah Thomas and the Pistons versus Michael Jordan.
So these ongoing negotiations, they're bidding against Warner Brothers. Fox apparently has been using this. I didn't even know that. Fox has been using this for its college basketball. It's not even the same.
Nah.
It doesn't feel the same. But I wanted to mention this because if NBC does get the rights to getting the NBA back, you got to bring this back. Like, has to be a part of it.
But will they bring back Ernie, Charles, Kenny, Jack?
I think that's a no-brainer, but I know there's a lot of money that's sitting at the table there. But I would ask this question. Are those guys worth it? The answer is yes. So cut the check and let's keep it moving.
You know what Shaq would say in this instance, Carl Dukes.
What'd he say?
Don't count my money.
Chuck, don't count my money. All right, 404-726-0929. Come on. If that song don't get you lit, I don't know what does. I get so excited. Like, that song and the damn SEC CBS song.
Today's game.
Oh.
The Chicago Bulls versus the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah. He gets me hyped, man.
Reggie Miller and the Indiana Pacers coming to town to take on the Boston Celtics.
Great stuff. That's a great time period. But NBC apparently is trying to get the NBA back. We're going to see what happens. NBC Universal has made an offer that averages $2.5 billion a year to once again acquire the NBA rights after losing them 22 years ago. We're coming back. We got more to dive into, more on our Falcons, guys. And I want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. The fact that the Falcons were all in on Michael Penix, regardless of what they did with Kirk Cousins, does it make you feel better that that was the plan and it worked out exactly how they wanted it to? 404-726-0929. Your calls are coming up. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Let's talk about what the Falcons did and their commitment to how they picked Michael Penix Jr. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As I said, it's unconventional. It doesn't mean that it's wrong. But I just want to know, do you feel better about finding out that this was the plan?
No.
They did not do this last second. This was not something that somebody screened from down the hall and said, hey, Penix is there. Let's take him. According to Terry Fontenot, he said, I don't know if we told this story, Turtle, but real quick, I'm just going to mention it, and you say, well, how does this play into what the Falcons did? Past experience matters. So in 2017, Fontenot is obviously running the personnel department for the Saints, and him and Mickey Loomis have a high grade on a kid named Patrick Mahomes. Mm. They tried to keep it under wraps. They didn't want people to know. You guys know what happened in 2017? The Chiefs trade from 27 to 10, and they steal Patrick Mahomes before the Saints could get him.
And so Terry Fontenot, that experience stayed with him as he was talking about this experience and saying, and by the way, he was adamant with this on Friday, saying, you don't pass on the quarterback. 404-726-0929, if you believe in him. And I think that experience is why. I want to hear from you. Do you feel better that, hey, this was the plan? I just think the thing that I've taken from this, and I said this earlier today, is many people feel like, well, once they signed Cousins, that they were done. That is your thinking. That wasn't theirs. It was never their thinking. So now, as more information has come out and you realize, okay, they really liked him. More importantly, this was kind of where they wanted to go. And I just want to know, does that make you feel any better? And if it doesn't, Turtle, tell me why. Because I think a lot of people, here's what you want to know. You want to know why. It's bothering you because you don't know the why. And so when we say, hey, here's the why, and if you still don't like it, I just don't know what to tell you. Because I think on Thursday night, a lot of people said, why would we do this? Okay, well, here's why.
Okay, first of all, Carl, you didn't put the bow on the happy ending of the Saints story. They got Derek Carr. Okay, anyway.
yeah, Terry was here by then, but yeah. Yes.
Carl, again, I said this before at the start, the 5 o'clock hour. You can tell me why. It doesn't mean that it's going to shift my positioning. I still think it's wrong. I'll never think it's even. You know what, Carl? I will go as far as to say this.
Until they win.
Even if Michael Penix Jr.
Until he's a stud.
Is the next franchise quarterback yes. of the Falcons for yes. 10 years, starting in 2026. It still wasn't the right move. It still wasn't. You needed to make your team better now. When you sign Kirk Cousins to a $100 million contract, guaranteed, that means you are in win-now mode. And to say bringing in a quarterback of any kind, I don't care if it's Michael Penix Jr. or if it's Tom Brady that's sitting behind Kirk Cousins, makes your team better, it simply does not. And you can't move me off of that basic fact. You can tell me why, you can support it, you can give me your reasoning and your logic, but that doesn't mean to me that the pick is justified.
Who was the can't miss defensive player?
His name is Latu. Latu. No, in all seriousness.
As much as I loved him, he wasn't.
Carl, there wasn't one.
Say it again.
There wasn't one.
There wasn't one.
Liata Leta.
Exactly.
No, D-Led. There wasn't one. 404-726-0929.
But.
There is no but.
No, yes, there is
strip
a but.
Sack. There right. is no but. There,
pick it up.
There wasn't a dominant must have, must take.
No.
Tip ball.
There wasn't. I'm capitulating to you on that. But what I won't capitulate to you on is something we'll never know unless Terry decides to volunteer the information.
And what's that?
Where did the top defenders fall on their board?
Well, they wanted to go back and get Latu.
Because if Quinyon Mitchell was the 10th best player rated on their board,
yeah,
you take him at 8. If Latu was the 11th rated player on your board, you take him at 8.
Can't miss.
If Terry and Arnold
was
12,
you take him. But see, this is the difference. Because you don't like the quarterback pick, you're not willing to accept that there wasn't a difference maker. A can't-miss prospect that every team around the NFL was going, dude, if we get a chance, we got to go get him. There wasn't that guy in the defensive side of the
right,
ball.
Yes, but even if he's a step below that, even if he's a plug-and-play
why?
Day one star, because you need that times more than you need a backup quarterback.
Why would you do that when you can solve an issue that has been an issue for your franchise? All right, 404-726-0929. That is the one thing. See, the why matters. You guys can tell me all you want that it doesn't. But when you get out of a relationship, you know what you ask your boys? I don't know why she did it, man. Then you find out. Guess what? You don't like it, Turtle. But I've given you the reasoning behind it. And that's all the Falcons can do in this point. That's all they can do. All right, let's grab Ramil. Ramil, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ramil, what's going on, man? Hey, man.
No, how about yourself, man?
We are terrific. What are you thinking here? Does this make you feel more confident that, hey, this was the plan and it actually played out the way they wanted?
Yeah, it made me feel more comfortable. I was confident the whole time, man. We just had to deal with Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heineke. And then, like, the goals we had prior to the drop are still in place. We're not a Dallas turner away from nothing. So we good on that. And also the Falcons, people, the Terry and all them, they just treated this the quarterback situation like an old school mama do. I'm going to get you them expensive shoes, but I'm going to get them a little too big. But they're going to be good for now, and they're going to be good for later. They're going to be a little awkward stage, but you're going to eventually be all right. That's how you got to think about it. That's how you got to think about it.
Ramil, you bringing it, man.
Nah,
I love it.
Nah.
He's right.
Nope.
We're getting those shoes a little bit too big because they're going to grow into them.
Wrong.
Franklin's going to grow into those shoes, Big O. He's going to grow into them, and guess what? They're going to fit perfectly.
Wrong. You know why Ramil's wrong, Carl?
Love it.
I'm going to tell you why right now. Because you may not be a Dallas Turner or a Latu away from winning a Super Bowl, but you damn well could be a Latu or a Quinyon Mitchell or a Dallas Turner or verse away from losing the division.
Strip sack.
That's why.
They're good players. They are not generational players on the defensive side of the football.
I don't care.
I do.
I need starters.
I do. You wanted them to reach for just an okay guy when that wasn't the plan, and because you don't like it, that's why you're poo-pooing
just
this.
Just okay.
We're two days into this, and you're still on the same ledge that you were on yesterday.
It's because they're not – and first of all, where do you get off telling me Quinyon Mitchell is just okay? Dude's a baller.
When did he go in the draft?
He's a ball. He went, like, in the top 20.
That's my point.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hey.
But you're telling me the Falcons don't need a Quinyon Mitchell right now or a Terry and Arnold? Or in the second round, a Cooper DeJean or a TJ Tampa or a Kamari Lassiter who are all available? And they took Rook? A row.
Say it. A row.
Leah Legata Lenta.
That is not right.
You can't tell me that they needed Rook more than they needed those guys.
Why not? How can you say that, Turtle?
Because I'm looking at the roster.
No, you're looking at these mock draft boards that have you convinced that that's what they needed to do. Let me talk to Ben. Ben, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking, Ben? Does it make you feel better that this was the plan?
Hi, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, I think we already knew it was the plan. You know, when they sent, you know, all those people up to Seattle to see Penix throw the ball, we should have known right there that's who they were going to choose. I think that they're just trying to make sure that they invest in the future, and we don't know what Cousins is going to do. We, like you said before, all those defensive players, they came later in, later in the first round. We don't know what they're going to do. But I think that when they sent all those people up to Seattle, they had a good feeling about them, and I trust them because I ain't no GM. They are.
Appreciate the phone call, Ben. Thank you so much. He's saying he trusts them, Turtle, unlike you.
I get it. I understand.
He says he trusts the front office.
I don't trust the state of the defense.
They are going to do what you think they need to do. Right. They do what they think they need to do.
Yeah, and somehow all of that, Oren, resulted in Rook.
A-ro-ro-ro.
Instead of Cooper DeJean, TJ Tampa, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Kamari Lassiter.
Leah Lenta.
Miss me with the Rook A-ro-ro-ro.
Why?
Because those guys were on the board.
You don't even know about Rook. You have no idea. You didn't watch Rook.
But
you don't know what his skill set is.
He could be the second coming of Aaron Donald, but that's not going to shut down Mike Evans twice a year. I'm sorry, Carl.
Wait
it's
a
not.
Minute. I thought the pass rush was going to do that. I thought getting pressure on the quarterback was going to do that. Manny is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Manny, where are you at on this?
Hey, Carl, I'll tell you, but first a couple things. Turtle, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to at least give Ramil props for the big shoe analogy, whether or not you argue with him. That was a good one. One other thing before I tell you my comments. Carl, to you and Mike, I did some deep surveying, and it turns out the reason that your guys' numbers are up and you became number one is Chief stopped calling so much. Anyway, to my point, hey, look, I was not happy to begin with. Look, I felt in the beginning, and everybody thought I was crazy before this went down, I said you could probably find a way to get both Russell and Justin for little of nothing. Although I agree that Cousins may have been the best, but I would have liked to have saved that money, spent it on Burns, the defensive line rusher from Carolina, who was a free agent, and did the same things we did with the receivers. We would have had that money freed up. Now we turn around and do this. I'm a little perplexed. None of the pundits agree that this was a great move. We're trying to make it work, because we got to do something to make ourselves feel good about it. But I'm not feeling real good about it, no matter what happens in 5 years. I just think, and I don't think Kirk's feeling real good about it either.
Good stuff. Appreciate the phone call.
Oh, that was good stuff.
Yes, because he was sensible, smart. Oh. Another smart Dukes and Bell caller. Absolutely.
Wow, you could twist that one into a pretzel knot, can't you?
He was really
you
good.
You got everybody on your side.
He
huh?
was really good. Here's, okay. here's the deal. You cannot feel good about it. But you know what he did, Turtle, which you are not telling me? He said, here's why. We're coming back. We got more of your calls coming up. All right? 404-726-0929.
Somebody just texted in and said, I have my head in my shell.
That's pretty good.
That is good. All right, 404-726-0929. Man, I'm here to help you. I'm here to assist you. Let me help you. They are going to do what you think they need to do. Correct. They do what they think they need to do.
We're coming back.
I'm going inside my shell and getting a snack, damn it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.